Tyler Lawrence. Scott, can you please stand up? Okay, now, Scott's off duty today. We're not going to start paying it today. Give him a break. Just mob him a little bit. He's here with his husband Randy. Randy's outside with Grace and Will. You'll get a chance to meet Grace and Will, who are very well-mannered dogs. You all know what I mean. Welcome, Scott. This is the unofficial welcome. We'll do the official welcome next.
Are there any other announcements? Hearing none, we would like to welcome those of you who are visiting us for the first time, or if you're returning to us again, if you could please stand. We invite you to join us for our Aloha Hour following our time of worship. And as we begin our service, we ask that you be in quiet meditation. Please remain standing if you're able and join in the responsive reading of our call to worship as found on page 3 of your bulletin.
O Yehovah, ku'u ma lama lama, ame ku'u ola, o vai la ka'u mea, e maka'u aku ai. O Yehovah, ka ikaika o ku'u ola nei, ya vai la au e vele vele aku ai.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid?
Ho'okahi no mea au inoe aku, ai ya Yehovah, o ia ka'u e ini aku ai. E noho au maloko o kahale o Yehovah, I na la apau o ko'u ola ana.
One thing I asked of the Lord, that I will seek after to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
E ho'olohe mai e Yehovah, I ku'u hea ana aku me ku'u leo. E aloha mai ho'i oe i a'u, e ai mai i ka'u, mai huna i kou maka i a'u. Mai ho'ohemo I kau kaua ne, me ka huhu ua kokua mai no ho'i oe I a'u. Mai ho'uku'u vale I ai mau ha'a lele ho'i oe I a'u. E ku'u akua e ola ai.
Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger, you who have been my help. Do not cast me off. Do not forsake me, O God, my salvation. Please remain standing if you're able and join in the singing of our first hymn, Jesus Take Us to the Mountain, found on page 183 of the New Century Hymnal.
Where the Spirit of God.
Please remain standing if you're able and join us in the reading of our mission statement found on page 5 of your bulletin, first in Hawaiian and then in English, followed by the singing of the Lord's Prayer, first in Hawaiian and then in English.
Ho'okumu ia ka e kalesia o ke avalai e koma ko maukupuna I kupa'a ma hope o ke aloha o ke akua mai ke kahi hanauna a ke kahi hanauna aku o ma ko no na haumana a Yesu Christo e hea hea akula me ke aloha I nā lahui a pau I ko ma ko ohana Lave lave ia nā lahui a pau e ko ke avalai ma o ka pilina o hane o ke kai ulu a kea I ho'olo kahi ia ka ho'omana kalikiano me ka mo'ome heu Hawaii Ke Avalai'i Congregational Church founded by our kapuna is committed to sharing God's aloha from generation to generation. As haumana of Jesus Christ, we welcome all, love all, and accept all into our ohana. Ke Avalai'i ministers to all through the spiritual gifts we share as a diverse community uniting our Christian faith and Hawaiian heritage.
Amen.
Please be seated. And now it is time for our keiki. Will the children and youth please come forward? Samuel, come on up.
Good morning. Okay. So this morning, I wanted to talk just a little bit about learning. Learning is a really kind of amazing thing when we start to get the hang of it, because it actually helps us grow. It really can help transform us in a lot of ways. But sometimes it scares us too. How many of you have ever wanted to learn something new? Yeah. Well, tell me what you wanted to learn. Yeah, Samuel. You like science. Cool. That's great. Koa? Instrumentals. And you are good at them, too. Yes. Eliana? She wants to learn more Hawaiian history. That's wonderful. Well, when we decide we want to learn something new, what's the first thing we got to do? We want to learn something new. Yeah, I like that. We have to be willing to try it. That's precisely what I was about to say, Koa. And before we get ready to try it, we probably need to find a teacher who knows about it, huh? So one of the first things we have to do is find a good teacher that knows about it. And then this morning in the verses we're learning, it says, after we find the teacher, we got to get up. Did you ever start to learn something, be a little bit scared, maybe you didn't want to say anything? But the verses this morning tell us we have to get up, we have to listen to the teacher, and then comes the scary part. Then we have to try doing what the teacher tells us, right? We got to give it a try after the teacher teaches us. So today, I'm going to be talking to the adults, and I wanted to tell you a little bit, to share the story of someone who wanted to learn how to fish. His name was Daniel, and he actually knew a lot about fishing, but what he didn't know was he didn't know how to throw a net. That's something that happens here in Hawaii. It doesn't happen so much in other places. But he wanted to throw a net. So the first thing he thought about, he'd better find a teacher. Does anybody know anybody here that might be a good teacher and throw a net? He's sitting close somewhere.
I was from Montreal.
That's right.
He said, "So
that's be a little too cold when he lives in Montreal. So nope, they're not throwing nets up there. So you're right. But Daniel knew here there might be somebody, and he figured out who. He found his teacher, and he asked him to teach him how. This is in Hawaii. That's right. So." What do you think he did next after he found his teacher? What do you think he did next? Then he listened. You got it. The one thing that was interesting was he didn't seem too scared. The Bible verses tell us this morning not to be afraid. It is important to listen, but the Bible tells us we don't have to be afraid about it. So he decided he was going to listen very carefully, and that's what he did. And then it was time for him to give it a try. And that's exactly what he did. So because he listened very carefully and he followed his teacher and he was willing to give it a try, he decided he wasn't going to be scared about it. How do you think he did? Pretty good? Well, I brought the evidence today. So let's just take a look at this. You guys can see for yourselves. What do you think he's got in that net?
Oh,
he got a lot of fish. He's walking slowly because that was pretty heavy. In fact, I said to him, you guys can see this, we told him to catch fish for lunch, not for the months. But he was a good student, and he learned very quickly because he listened, he got up to do it, and he wasn't afraid. And so that's our lesson for each of you today. When we want to grow, we have to learn. And when we have to learn, we can't be afraid. We get up, we listen, and we go do it. Let's pray. Father, today we give thanks for wise teachers and for brave students who are willing to do our best so that we can grow and become the people you want us to be. Amen.
On this Transfiguration Sunday, may we feel the radiance of Jesus' light and through the gifts we offer today ensure that the message of his love and caring for all the earth be spread here on Maui. We will receive the morning offering. Thank you.
For the abundance that you give us, we thank you. Our lives are blessed and enriched by your faithful care. Let us bring these offerings to you today as part of our worship. But even more so, let us learn to entrust our lives to you. Please accept our offering this morning and multiply its reach and its influence in our world. May it be a blessing to many. We ask this in your Son's name. Amen.
The first reading this morning is from Exodus chapter 24, verses 12 through 18. I'll be reading from the New Revised Standard Version. You can follow along in your pew Bibles on page 68 or in your bulletin on page 12. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and wait there, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandment which I have written for their instruction." So Moses set out with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went into the mountain of God. To the elders he had said, "Wait here for us until we come to you again, for Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a dispute may go to them." Then Moses went up on the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. On the seventh day, he called to Moses out of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain. Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. May God bless the reading of his word.
We've come to our service of prayer, and we have some cards who have and requests that have come in. The first is a prayer request from Joan Chair Horst for her grandson Greg Robison, who is healing from surgery on his esophagus. And then from Peter, he said, "Please pray for his dear friend Bruno, who has been struggling with a long bout of depression." From, if I read this correctly, I think it says Jay Romino. She is asking for prayer for good health for her daughter Kara and strength to her husband regarding the cancer diagnosis they've received. From Christina, she's asking for prayers for her brother John, that recent radiation treatments will stop the growth of his brain tumor. From Don Hussey of Edmonton, Canada. The prayer is for Don of Edmonton, Canada. He's been on our prayer list before. He had had his leg amputated while in Maui, but has passed away. So let's keep his family in our prayers. And then prayers for my cousin Jill. This is from Judy Pasco, who will be undergoing two surgeries for her neck and spine to help her walk. So those are our prayer requests for this morning. This is a time of tremendous transition for our church family. Our pastor of 29 years retired as of last Sunday. So we want to keep each other and our church family in our prayers as we work our way through this transition. I want to say a thank you to our new minister, Kahu Landis, for his presence here this morning. And I know he's going to be an important and guiding force for all of us as we make our way through this transition. And then I think there are so many transitions happening out there in this world that we could take a whole hour going through all of those. But I think I'm just going to say, let us pray for our world, our health, the health of the world as we struggle with coronavirus, as we struggle with so many things, with refugees and loss of life in wars and transitions. So please keep our world in general in prayer. Let us pray. This morning, we say a prayer of thanks for the joys that have come our way. And we ask that you help us in dealing with the difficulties we often face. Give us the strength to move forward, especially as we come to this moment of time in the life of our church, and the realization that we now face major transitions. Move us onward towards new horizons. Help us to recognize that life's pathways will lead to new adventures, though darkened clouds often obscure our way. We know there will always be rainbows to frame our way, and stars will shine between the clouds and provide us with glimmers of hope and peace to move forward. Transitions are a necessary part of our lives if we are to grow. The faithful will be guided on life's pathway, for we know you are the God of life's transitions, equipping us with faith and strength to navigate uncharted waters. May you always be our guide and shield and lead us to your perfect will. Amen.
Please stand if you're able and join in the singing of our Hawaiian hymn, Ho'olo Nani, found on page number 22 of the Beige Hawaiian Hymnal. Please be seated.
Before the service starts, David Red is going to come and bring us a message in music.
Early in the morning. Announce to me, save that thou art, thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Riches I need not, nor man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance, now and always. High King of heaven, first in my heart. Thou and thou only, my treasure. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty.
I never cease to be amazed at the amazing musicians God sends our way. David, thank you so much. And Amy, you as well. What a blessing. Thank you for playing with our hymns as well. Thank you. We're going to look at our next scripture for the morning, Matthew 17, 1 through 9. You can follow along in your bulletin or in your pew Bible. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and his brother John, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, "This is my son, the beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Get up and do not be afraid." And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, "Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." May God add his blessing to the reading of the scripture. Last Sunday, I watched with awe as this congregation put together and then delivered an incredible church service and a beautiful luau in honor of our beloved Kahu, who retired after 29 years as our minister. It was an enormous act of selfless love that took untold hours of work and planning. The members of this ohana worked tirelessly to create a magical moment in time and a celebration of 29 years of memories for every person present on that special day. As I left the church grounds last Sunday, I began to contemplate in earnest the monumental, almost earth-shifting change that we as an ohana were about to experience. Kaka and I, anticipating that difficulty, had decided to take a few days off and deliberately go to the island of Kauai, which is Taka's birthplace. It is a place we go when we need times of rest and when we are preparing for transitions. We knew we needed that time to rest and prepare, and it would allow us the quiet we needed to process these changes in our lives, as well as the lives of our church family. But as the timing would have it, Taka's younger brother was there on Kauai as well. And that was a good thing. Taka's younger brother, Glenn, is a minister, a social worker, and in the Harada family, he's considered to be the best of the family fishermen. Not that they will admit that in front of him. Of course, they will only say it behind his back. It is no small feat to be the best fisherman in a family of expert fishermen. But Glenn is also a gifted teacher, which turns out to be fortuitous for all of us on this weekend of transitions, because as God's timing would further have it on this weekend, there was a certain operatic tenor whose love of fishing rivals his love of music. And Mr. Daniel Rodriguez was not afraid to ask for time with the Harada brothers to learn how to throw net once he'd finished his concert last Saturday evening. And so it was that the four of us found ourselves at a place called Manji Pond on the island of Kauai this last Monday morning. You know, as often happens in times of transition and challenge, many things somehow come together, often miraculously, to provide the guidance and the wisdom that is needed to navigate new and rough waters. This morning's scripture passages appeared miraculously timed to me to speak to the transitions we face together as a family. In this scripture, Jesus began to prepare his disciples for the inevitability of his death. But even more than that, he was determined that his disciples, his students, should learn that it is in the most difficult of times, in the greatest of upheavals, we are given an opportunity like no other, the gift of transformation. It is when we find ourselves in seemingly uncharted waters that we learn the power of transformation, and that it is a power far greater than even death. Death and change are not to be feared if we understand the power of transformation he presents in this biblical story of transfiguration. In this scripture this morning, three disciples, Peter, James, and John, went up the mountain with Jesus. It is here that they witness a series of events that would have been enough to frighten any of us. As the disciples witness the transfiguration of Jesus, where he is enveloped in light, a cloud enveloped them. And from that cloud, they hear a voice say, "This is my son, whom I love. With him, I am well pleased. Listen to him." At this point, more than a little overwhelmed, they fell face to the ground in complete terror. But Jesus leaned down to touch them and said, "Get up. Don't be afraid." And when they gathered the courage to look up again, they saw no one except Jesus. As we face one of the biggest transitions in our church's recent history, we've been gifted with a clear message from this week's scripture, a clear formula, not just for how to make it through this process, but how to make it through this process in a transformative way, a way that will propel us forward, enveloped in God's gift of love, grace, and protection. So I want to take a moment to look at this message, this formula that is God's gift to us this morning. First, the scripture says, get up. I don't know about you, but when I encounter change of this magnitude, the first thing I want to do is sit down. Maybe even figure out how I can prevent it. but we can't do that. Coaches in transformational psychology have often shared this very same wisdom. Step towards what you are fearful of, not away from it. Miraculously, what we fear often shrinks when we step towards it rather than away from it. Second, the scripture says, listen to him. In the midst of change, we will hear a myriad of voices and lots of opinions. It is God's guidance that will help us discern the voices of wisdom, both within and without, that we need to be listening to. It is our job to listen and discern the wisdom of the teachers he places in our path, as well as the wisdom he speaks directly to each of our hearts. God's wisdom is ultimately anchored in love, and if love is not present in the messages that we receive, we have a right to question the voice that we're hearing. But in the end, listen. Listen to God's wisdom. Lastly, the scriptures say, don't be afraid. I don't know about you, but I have the gift of distractibility. And when I encounter change, my mind can fill up with fearful possibilities about all the way things can go wrong. But I also know that fear is debilitating. It takes a singular focus to train our eyes on the goal, not on the distractions and not on the fear. When we learn to keep a singular focus on the immediate present, there is no room for fear. Get up. Listen to him. Don't be afraid. Last Monday morning, as I turned my iPhone on to capture the day's fishing events, I did not expect to capture a profound lesson, but it was there. Daniel had already had his first lessons in throw net from Taka, and he very quickly mastered Taka's lessons. But in fact, he caught his first net of fish on Maui before ever going to Kauai. But the transformational lesson was about to happen on Kauai. It was not only a transformational fishing lesson, but as is Glenn Harada's way, often unwittingly, it was a transformational life lesson. Glenn asked Daniel to throw the net on the sand and watched him carefully. Then he said, Daniel, you're using your body weight to throw that net. It limits how far you can throw that net. How many of you have seen someone throw a net? How many of you have seen a net that you go fishing with? Okay. Then you know there are lead weights on the bottom of that net. And Glenn said, you can use your body weight to hurl them and to hurl that net. Or you can lower your body, swing that net behind you first, then let the lead weights carry the net forward like a pendulum. In Glenn's nonchalant way, he said, it's just basic physics. Let the pendulum of the weights carry that net into the air. You don't have to. But then he added one more piece of wisdom. When you throw, your hand is holding the back of the net, like the fulcrum. If you hold it just a little longer as the lead weights carry that net forward, then you let go, and that guides the net to open up in a perfect circle. Daniel gathered up his net, as Taka had taught him. He had one third over his shoulder, one third in front of him, and one third in his left hand. This time, he lowered his body. He swung that net behind him and then stepped forward and threw. The distance of that net doubled and it landed in a perfect circle in the water. What a perfect lesson in dealing with change. We can learn to flow with the pendulum of change as it swings forward. Or we can dig in our heels, weight ourselves down, resisting change or using the force of our will to make it what we want it to be rather than what God intends. When we become untethered from God's fulcrum, His guiding hand, His guiding wisdom on the back of that net, then the net, as the Haradas would say, lands papaya. It's all funny kind. And the fish escape. That was a lesson and a gift from a wise teacher. But a wise teacher is actually only half of the successful equation. It takes a singularly focused student with the discernment of knowing how to both listen from deep within and recognize and connect with the wisdom without. Now, I don't know about you, but that isn't always my strength. I would have been sidetracked by wondering who I was going to hit in the head with those lead weights. Or was there some tourist watching me? Am I going to trip? My arm hurts. Do I take my slippers off? That would have been me, but not Daniel. In this case, I watched a student with a singular focus. As singularly focused as he was with his music on Saturday night, so he was with that fishing net on Monday morning. Every characteristic our scripture talked about this morning was present in that student. He got up, he walked toward change, not away from it. He recognized that particular voice of wisdom, and he listened intently and with a singular purpose in mind, fish. And lastly, he was not afraid. He clearly heard the message that you could step into the flow of the energy and make a change that lands that net twice as far and twice as effectively. And that is exactly what he did. I'm not surprised that Placido Domingo selected him as a student. But you see, the beauty of these lessons this morning is that mastering transformation isn't just for the opera star. Each of us, this moment, is more than capable of remarkable transformation. Each of us brings gifts to the table that are unique to us, that we are responsible for developing and nurturing, and that ultimately can be transformed if we're willing to go with the flow of the energy and not against it. Not only are we capable of transformation, but we are being called to transformation as individuals and as a church family. Last week, each of us worked together with a singular focus to create a service and a celebration that brought tears to the eyes of everyone there. That was not Kahu's doing. That was each and every one of you who, with a singular focus, created a transformative experience. You see, that fulcrum, that centering power, that hand that guides the net into a perfect circle, runs through each of us. We stepped into that pendulum of energy together, and we threw that net together to create an extraordinary event. So when we move forward together in a singular focus, we attract everything we need to make Ke'avala'i a wondrous and spiritual place of worship. You see, it was only a few months ago, in August, while our kahu was away on vacation, that Mr. Rodriguez came to this church. It was not kahu, the one we have often referred to as our franchise player, that impacted Mr. Rodriguez. He wasn't here. It was you, the ohana of Ke'avala'i, that he connected with. It is each one of you that helped to create a spirit of such warmth and such love that people like Daniel are drawn back time and time again. It is your spirit of wisdom, your willingness to move forward with a pendulum of energy that has made this place of transformation for those who enter these doors. And it is because we've allowed God's hand to work as the fulcrum in our lives as a church family. When Jesus was preparing his disciples for his departure, he said something that was very powerful. This is what he said. "Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, And they will do even greater things than these because I am. But let me read that again in light of today's lesson with a few added comments. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me, listens, will get up, do the works I have been doing, and not being afraid and with singular focus, they will do even greater things than these because I am the fulcrum. May this beloved family continue to keep God's hand at its fulcrum. May we each be willing to move with and not resist the pendulum of change. And may we maintain a singular focus in perpetuating God's love and in pursuing the power of God's transformation in our lives together as Ohana and as the ministry of Ke Awalai. For it is in that way that we preserve the miracle that is Ke Awalai.
Please stand if you're able and join in our closing hymn, In the Midst of the Dimension, New Dimensions, found on page 391 of the New Century Hymnal.
Thank you.
kaku kaloko mai kai o kahaku o Yesu Christo. Me ke aloha o ke akua, a me kaulana puana o ka uhane hemolele. Me oko apau. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us always. Amen. Aloha.